So with 9 of us going, I arranged for a flight from Huntington to Newark Airport. There we would meet up with Bobby's mother coming from Atlanta. We would all take cabs to the docks in Manhattan. We got all of our luggage and equipment aboard long before we had to board, and decided that since we had some time, we would take in some of the sights we couldn't take in the last time we were here.
I expected Dips to be a bit hesitant after his experience the last time, but he seemed very eager to show us all the sights he got to see. Both he and Bobby were a bit more impatient to get to the next place, while the adults preferred to linger. We skipped the ferry since we would pass by the Statue of Liberty on the way out of the harbor, but we did see the Empire State Building and Grand Central. It was while we were in Grand Central that I got the call.
It's getting to the point where I'm no fun anymore.
Stan, have you reconsidered?
Birch, I hate to do this, but something big just came up and... And I need you here.
What? What's the problem?
I think Nathan better explain it, because I can't.
Is he there? Put him on.
Birch, Stan is making very good progress. He is remembering more and more of his other side. But something occurred today that could be both very good and very bad.
What is it?
Remember that he said that you needed a token for the prostitution rings? He found one in a hidden compartment of his wallet, along with a list of addresses.
Oh, no. He didn't...
No, Stan assures me that Grizz hasn't reappeared since the hypnotic session. Apparently, the mere sight of the token and the list brought back a flood of memories. We both talked to Mr. Kelso about it, and he seemed very pleased at this development.
Did he say why?
I better let Stan tell you that.
Hey, Birch. Yeah, I found the token. He was a simple Mexican peso of all things. But it had to be from a specific year. And I also remember exactly where I got it. Tijuana. When we did that show in San Diego, when Mr. Kelso sent in a private investigator down there right now to verify it. Oh, God, I hope he's careful. If those people suspect anything funny is going on, well, he could be in serious danger.
Well, if it's so dangerous, why aren't you go... Oh.
Yeah. You think I'm going to give Grizz an opening? No way. No. Well, Kelso's firm has used this investigator before, so have confidence in the guy. Well, he goes by the name of Tom. I gave him all the information I could remember. All he has to do is verify it. And if it is true, and oh God, all hell could break loose.
Uh-oh. What could happen?
Well, I'd rather not tell you over the phone. Call me paranoid, but I think we better talk about this face-to-face from now on. Please, Birch, I know it means tearing you away from an obligation, but I promise, I won't keep you long. You can meet the crews at a later port.
I made you a promise, Stan, and I'm going to keep it. But it can only be for a few days, okay?
That's all I'm asking. Thanks, Birch. You're a lifesaver. I owe you big time.
I had to tell the others the bad news without revealing what it was about. Well, except Star. He seemed worried, but understood. I spoke with the cruise line and explained that I had an emergency. I told them that Dips and Star were still going and that I would join them as soon as I could. I even told them that they could forego the honorarium. Saw the rest of our group safely aboard the cruise ship and watched it sail away without me. I then arranged for a plane flight back home. I had to get one for the next day as there were none available tonight, so I had an entire evening to spend in New York City alone. It's amazing just how isolated you can feel in a city of over 8 million when you're the only person you know there.
Tom, get your plane right on time. I know your part'll go fine. Fly down to Mexico. Da 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 da, and here I am, the only living boy in New York. I get the news I need on the weather report. I need on the weather report. Hey, I got nothing to do today but smile and do da and do, and here I am, the only living boy in New York. Half of the time we're gone, but we don't know where, we don't know where. Living boy in New York. The only living boy in New York.